Hey folks, welcome to the TK Jingles Podcast. I'm your host, Jerry Negrelli, and I thank you for joining me today. Got a special little song for you to kick off the show. Hope you enjoy. I can't remember what I used to do before my mailbag debut. What did I do before? You know, I've had a lot of fun with this show. Never thought I'd do more than one song, though. This past year's been so much fun, and I hope to do it more. It's been a year singing stupid songs about Tony and Will Bond. The littles have been kind, and I thank you. One whole year, all the parodies I've made. I bitched about the delay, and a few of my tunes got played. 122 songs this year.
Wow, time sure flies. It's been 1 year exactly since I started writing these stupid mailbag songs, and I cannot believe that it's still happening or that I'm sitting here recording a podcast about it a year later. It's been a lot of fun, and I've really enjoyed meeting Tony and hearing from all of you over the last year. This is the TK Jingles Podcast. We're going to listen to some songs today from the Tony Kornheiser Radio Show, from tkjingles.com, and various outtakes and bonus tunes, and then we got a fun little mailbag at the end. So you may have noticed, if you've been listening to the podcast, the last few weeks I've been talking about the Kickstarter, and that was a success, so everybody who contributed to that, the production of materials are underway right now. Just got a couple of size requests that are still pending. Once I get all that, we'll start making the shirts. Got the jingles on the USB drives coming. The custom songs are in the works. I also hit a stretch goal that I had of 31 songs in 31 days, and I've got one done. So I've got 30 more to write before this whole thing starts on July 6th or 7th. So I need to get to work. And then I've also started work on some of the new podcasts. So Nigel's Rubbish Bin, the Top 10, you'll start to see those things pop up on the website. If you go to tkjingles.com right now, you'll notice that there's placeholder stubs there for them. And those will slowly start to materialize as we get closer to the summer. The Top 10 will probably be released pretty early. The Nigel's Rubbish Bin will be right on schedule on July 7th or 8th, about whenever that kickoff date was that I set. All right, so we got a pretty standard show today. We're going to have four great new songs, followed by four oldies, and then three bonus tunes, and then a pretty full mailbag. So we got a lot of material to get through, and I'll do my best to make it entertaining and interesting for you. This first song, Obenshain, was actually an idea that Mark Nigel Stern had when I was visiting the studio a week or so ago. He just mentioned in passing, you know, I had this idea to do Obenshain to Duncanshain, but I don't really have any musical skills. It would be great if somebody could do that. So I thought about it for a couple of days, came up with some lyrics, came up with this performance, and I think it turned out, I think it's one of the better ones I've done this year. So I was pretty excited about that. I really like, as I said on the podcast recently, if somebody, that type of seed right there, you should do song X, is the exact inspiration I need. I don't want two pages of lyrics. I can take care of that. I can perform it. I can put it all together. But that seed idea, I just love that. It's really... I think it's a good challenge. It's a lot of fun. If there's a certain artist that you want to hear that hasn't been done before, that's the type of input I'm looking for. So please send your suggestions to podcast@tkjingles.com or send me a tweet at Jerry Negrelli. So after Obenshain, then we've got a really great punk song that was going to be in Nigel's Rubbish Bin, what was just posted to the website by D. Gerlin, and I'm probably butchering that name, in Los Angeles. So it's fantastic and hilarious. And then we've got something that made me really laugh, just about Barry's Reluga by Hampton, and then a new tune by KJ. So let's listen to those right now.
Obenshain, Mark Obenshain, you promised to bring jobs back to VA. I don't know how a lawyer would do that, though. Oh, it made no sense. sense, thin pretense. You just think we're dumb, I guess. Hob and Shane, dear Mark, Hob and Shane. Not even Tory Clark could defend your campaign. Maybe you might hire a clerk or two, but you must admit that's about it. You're full of sh**. Oh, anyone but Hob and Shane. Avita Zane, Mr.
O. Here comes Tony's mailbag. Got your email, faxes, and your notes. Here comes Tony's mailbag. Gonna raise some for all of you f***ing idiots.
Man, from the Tony Kornheiser ship.
First with the fax.
Heavy bullet.
Fast to react. First with the
coming up next, we have Barry Svrlugala. Svrlugala? Barry.
Now, as I wait for the late podcast, thoughts of what is stupider in my head. It's not like a podcast, a brand new thing, or you can't get sponsors for the Radio King. Lame. So lame. It ain't rocket science or hitting baseballs, yet I listen in spring about what happened in fall. How lame. So lame. Now tell me, is it just because you can't? Or do you think the news is actually better dated? And that present tense is overrated? Tony, aren't you sick of this silly rule? The weasels are some stubborn fools. At least it supplies good jingle fodder for the mailbag now.
You know, those are all just so great. It is so hard to pick the songs to put in this podcast every week. There's just so many good jingles being put up on tkjingles.com every week. So please go to tkjingles.com, check it out, give it a listen. If you just listen to this podcast, you're really missing out on the good stuff. I mean, this is a few selections, but there's some really great songs up there. And that punk song by Dee Garlin is actually kind of funny. Mark Palladouris and I, who he's done the 50s wonderful mailbag tune with me, as well as the minor key version. Next on our list was a punk song, so now we're going to think of something else. So if you got an idea of a genre you want to hear, send me a note, podcast@tkjingles.com. We got to go back to the drawing board and figure out what we're going to do instead of punk. All right, so this next segment here is going to be some oldies, and I wanted to kick this off just by discussing a little bit of the history of the website and how this all started. So as I've mentioned before, I did a lot of tunes in the summer getting ready for Tony to come back last year, and I put together the website as a way to bring that online, and I actually sent a note to Bill Aheka, who has never once written me back in the many times I've written him, asking if there was a way that I could just put it on his site or let him host it or do whatever. I wanted to have a place to put the jingles and never heard anything from him, so I ultimately just had to build my own thing. Which was disappointing. It's turned out good now in the long run, I guess, because we've got some fun stuff up there. But he's got the This Website Stinks, where the message board is and all the facts and all the Tony-related material. So it seemed natural to me we would just put this junk up there. I didn't need my own thing. But, it is what it is, and I think it's for the best now. But one person in that whole process who was really supportive was Chip Hughes, who, is the one that initially put the SoundCloud of all the jingles up there. And sent that to Gary. Chip is also the first one that promoted my website to Gary. I had kind of a subterfuge campaign going for the first week or two there where I posted about it on the message boards on the Heka site saying, hey, here's some jingles if you guys want to listen to them after they would air on Tony's show. And then Chip really got the ball rolling by promoting it to Gary, and then Gary Braun started mentioning it on the show, and they mentioned it a couple of times. And then Chip has also been really instrumental in getting a lot of the backlog onto DKJingles.com. I think he's uploaded about 50 songs from people that either assume that I do it or are too lazy to do it or just are too disinterested in doing it. But there's a lot of great jingles that aren't on TKJingles.com. So Chip has really helped to fill that void with the Little Did He Know account, the Ghost Post account that gets all that stuff up there. So this first oldie we're going to play is one from early to mid-March. It's set to the tune of Feeling Good by somebody named John Peter. And the voice on this is awesome. The lyrics are awesome. It's a song about Gary Braun. I love it. And after about 6 weeks of not having it, I got the original file from Nigel, and Chip was nice enough to put it up on the website under his Little Did He Know account. Then we're going to listen to a song that I did to a Radiohead, followed by Lola by Patrick Moffitt, and the Wreck of the Kornheiser Mailbag, a compilation by or a collaboration by Byron and Joe Arrow.
I was the man, you know how I feel. They played my mailbag theme, you know how I feel. Don't you know who I am? LL Super G at Braun Films. Want the old days, want the old ways, want the old theme for me. I was feeling good. Fish swim upstream, they know how I feel. Negrelli and Arrow, plagiarizing sons of bitches. All the talent was overlooked, my song thrown out the door. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. I'm out of here. Appreciate me from Kazakhstan. A mean old bald man with a caked on orange tan. He just grumbles and he needs knee surgery. Loves the first half of movies. Was gravity filled in space? He got your mail. He got your notes. He'll read your mail. He'll read your notes.
What's up with the island of Assateague? You walk down the beach and you might get kicked by a pony. P-O-N-Y pony. Drives into work in a new CTS. Can't turn on the radio but tries his best. He is Tony. T-O-N-Y Tony. T-T-T-T-Tony. Well, here comes the mailbag with your emails and notes. And Tony's gonna read them for all you folks. He is Tony. T-t-t-t-t-Tony. And he's not dumb, but he can't understand how to plug in a TV or use all the many. It's Tony. T-t-t-t-t-Tony.
Thank you. The legend lives on from the Littles on down of the arms man they call Mr. Tony. He's rich and well fed, has no hair on his head, and he sure loves to leave a film early. The sales weasels say there's a podcast delay, sons of bitches can be oh so petty. Or they force us to wait for news, it's weeks out of date, they're as bad as Raju Narasetti. So here's the mailbag with a bit of a lag, got your notes, your emails and faxes. Mr. Tony will read at a furious speed while the rest of the gang just relaxes. At the end of the notes, there's a Rolling Stones quote. Bonjour, old sport, see you tomorrow.
I think there's about 560 jingles at tkjingles.com, so picking the best oldies to play every week is almost like picking the best of the week. It's just impossible, but those are four songs that I thought are pretty good. This next segment is, as always, some bonus material, some things that haven't made the website yet, or maybe we'll just never see the light of day because they were terrible ideas. You know, I have a lot of silly ideas, songs that I think will be funny, but it's just kind of a one-note joke where maybe it won't last for a whole song. I also have a lot of bad ideas. And then occasionally somebody will suggest something to me, or Michelle will say something to me like, you should do a song from Fiddler on the Roof because it's Jewish, and you know, that would be funny. Do some Yiddish. And, you know, that's the end of the joke right there. I'm not really sure where I would take that without getting into some offensive or bizarre or confusing territory. So I think my Knish and Jewish food joke from Moondance is about as far as I'm going to go. So on that note, this next segment, we've got an REM song that I did that is literally just one joke, and I'm not sure that it holds its own. You can send me a note, podcast@dkjingles.com, if you disagree and you think that I should post this, but it's to Orange Crush, which I did just because it's orange, right? Then the original Be My Baby. Now, this is a really bad idea that I had. Back when my second daughter was about to be born, about a week or two before that, I had this idea that, oh, you know, I'm about to have a child. I'd like to send an email to Tony so he can announce it to people. But hey, you know, my style should be that it would be a jingle because I've done, you know, 30 jingles or something. So maybe I should have a song. And oh, wouldn't it be kind of funny if like I did it where we were in the delivery room and I was so obsessed with jingles that I'm there penning a jingle while Michelle's giving birth. So that's kind of what I was going for here. I don't know that it really turned out that well. I ultimately just threw this in the trash and until now, and re-recorded this song with all brand new lyrics. So Be My Baby ultimately made the show, I think, in January of the following year. But in November, this is what I had in mind. And then the last song is a Weezer song that my brother Jeff put down an acoustic guitar track quickly, and then I put a couple of vocals over top of it. This is a song that I had in my queue since August of 2013. It's a song called Jamie, and there are lyrics in the song, Jamie, who's faxing you now, who's dialing your car phone? And as soon as I heard this, oh my God, this has to be a jingle. So I wrote some lyrics, and it's been one of those like, yeah, I guess I should record this, but I haven't done it because who in the world besides me and a couple of diehard Weezer fans has ever heard of the song Jamie? So we finally recorded it. It's here for your listening pleasure. I'll probably put this one up on the website sometime in the next week or so. So enjoy.
Mr. Tony's on TV.
He's looking fine with his orange blush.
Never guess he's 83.
His forehead shines without his orange blush.
Where's that makeup? 'Cause he's in HD.
The show is done and now it's time to have a glass of wine or three. Everything's free for Tony.
Mr. Tony,
Jerry.
Got your
Jerry, what are you doing?
Faxes and notes.
Jerry, I'm talking to you.
One more push to do it, Michelle.
Jerry, are you seriously recording a mailbag jingle? This is one of the most important moments of our lives.
Yep, oh, I can see the head.
Priorities are in order. Cut that shit right now, I'm gonna kill you.
Congratulations, it's a girl.
Isn't she beautiful?
Every place. Wait, what? You were pregnant? The last 9 months. Huh. How did I not notice that? I don't think I was very busy. So, what, you want to name her Tony?
Are you kidding me?
Tony, who's faxing you now? Who's dialing your flip phone? Gary, I think that Chris fixing to take your job. Liz is rarely on, guess she's gone on the road with Bruce Springsteen. Tori's got lots of notes all about the game she's seen. Jeannie whispers a laugh. Tony, oh Tony, this show is sublime.
It is sublime.
I hope it's on for you've got the Beatles. David's got the Stones.
He's got the Stones.
Nigel just barely made parole. Woo!
Comes Jerry's mailbag, notes from porn stars, tweets, and inside jokes. It's Negrelli's mailbag. Get to kickstart, and he'll get to work.
Oh, boy.
Take that, Carol's kids.
You know, I was just going to say that this is the first episode of the DK Jingles podcast that Brad Weiss did not have a song featured, but then I remembered he's got the mailbag jingle, so he's always going to be on the show. Unless one of you comes up with another song. So anyway, I've got a couple of iTunes reviews to read today, some funny tweets, and a few emails. So why don't we go ahead and get started with some of these iTunes reviews. Folks, I got my first one-star review this past week. It was a shiny moment for me. So if you haven't reviewed this yet in iTunes, please give it a decent review. I'd love to hear your notes. Leave your feedback. Hopefully you give it more than one star. But to me, you know, that means I've arrived. Somebody cares enough to tell me that they hate me. So, this first one's from Adam Tolman. He says, it's brilliant, if for no other reason than saving me from clicking on each jingle on tkjingles.com. Jerry adds amusing commentary as well. So yes, the commentary, that's a little bit of this show, but please don't forget about the website, folks. I mean, you know, this, I give you the highlights, but all the good stuff is on the website, not what I'm doing here. All right, the next one is from Mark and Ark 7. Thought it was going to be just the songs when I signed in, but the conversation is almost as good as the songs. Keep up the good work. Trying to convince the woman I'm related to by marriage that we need you for a barbecue, but she keeps reminding me that we live in Arkansas. Hey, why would that stop me? I mean, half the price of Tony, I'll be there. Next, a quick note from Norma Mendoza. Sorry, it says, just crank the random play and I know I will be laughing out loud. Now we've got a tweet here from Joe the Edo in reference to the duration of the podcast. This is the perfect length for my AM commute, right on Pines, right on 75, right on the Turnpike, right on 41, right on 117th, etc. as he recounts his daily commute. Luckily, Twitter only allows a certain number of characters, so we were spared the rest of that journey. Then we have a tweet from James Tonkin. It says, Weird Al's Eat It, a parody of a parody, so meta. You know, James, that actually is the third or fourth time that somebody suggested the song Eat It. There's an idea right now by John Quinn on tkjingles.com to that song, Beat It by Michael Jackson. And I think Michael Jackson is just so hard to cover. I think somebody mentioned that last week, they wanted to do a Michael Jackson song. I don't know that I could do it unless it was in a silly Weird Al voice. He's just one of those artists that his voice is so... the range is so high and the voice is so distinct that it would be hard to do it justice. And then the whole Weird Al angle, I actually have done a couple of songs like Money for Nothing and There's one other one that Weird Al, oh, Confessions, I think, that Weird Al has done. And I was even self-conscious while I was doing it that, oh, man, this is like a Weird Al ripoff, even though the whole mailbag thing is a Weird Al ripoff. I mean, the parody music genre, he is the Michael Jordan of that. So, anything you're doing is emulating Weird Al if you're doing this whole jingle thing, I guess, anyway. So I guess it wouldn't be that sacrilegious to do Eat It, but that is not one that I'm thinking about doing at this point right now. And then we have a couple emails here to wrap it up. So the first one is from Scott Chupak in Seattle. It says, I was listening to the start of your show. Are you really expecting people to listen to you jabber about this stuff that don't listen to TK? Good luck with that. Yeah, that's true. I assume if you listen to this part, if you listen to the mailbag, you probably like Tony Kornheiser. I mean, other than my mom or something, you're listening now because, you're into that stuff. If you happen to listen just because you like these stupid songs, that's awesome. Send me a note and let me know. But I imagine maybe there's one person out of the 500 people that are listening that would do that. And then this last email is from Joe Arrow. And I'll just read an excerpt here. Says, I just want to let you know that I love the podcast. Look forward to it each week, especially now that we only get 3 TK episodes. And he says, is there any truth to the rumor that upon TK's contract ending, the 980 Brass are seriously considering going after the younger crowd by making you a Fallon-esque offer to host? And that actually is really funny that you say that, Joe, because that, not that I will ever be on PTI, but that is my idea for a PTI intro. You know, they do this terrible Uranus joke every other day on PTI when they kick off the show, but never not funny, as everybody says. But if I were to ever be on PTI in the intro, I think that Fallon joke right there is you just nailed it. That I could just see something where Tony and Wilbon are sitting there talking about how the Tonight Show ratings are going through the roof now that they replaced Jay Leno with a younger, more musically inclined host, and then pan to me or somebody standing there with a guitar and say, wait, who the hell is that guy? So I think that'd be funny, but on the whole Fallon line there, I just thought that was amusing. So anyway, thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the TK Jingles podcast. Send me your notes, send me your feedback, podcast@tkjingles.com. go to the website, listen to the songs, leave people feedback. They love to hear your feedback. And we got a lot more material coming this summer. We got a ton of new podcasts, 31 jingles in 31 days throughout the summer once Tony goes on vacation. So I look forward to it, and I thank you for your support and hope to hear from you soon. Have a great one.
Let's have some of you other littles out there send in some mailbag themes. That's brilliant.